Alyssa Walker Campbell with you, the fastest 2 hours in radio, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And we would love for you to chime in on the NBA conversation. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports and always go to our brand new podcast page. We're plugging it hard, podcastarena.com. That's because Joe George is back in studio with us, the co-host of Nothing But Net on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time with former NBA player Troy Hudson. And also, we're going to pot up his mic. That is our producer, Elliot King. He loves his Indiana Pacers. We're going to get his perspective. Good evening, gentlemen. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be here, Biggie. Thank you for having me again.
Well, first and foremost, we're going to start with Joe. I want to pick up where we left off last week with the Cleveland Cavaliers, the stunning news, the firing of their head coach in David Blatt. And now the perception is that LeBron James is a coach killer, and LeBron's upset about it. What's this going to do to his reputation?
Well, I don't think it matters. He's LeBron James. He's the greatest player of all time, not named Michael Jordan, and maybe not named Magic Johnson at this point. So, and he still has a couple years left to go to jump those guys even potentially. So, you know, I don't think it is a problem. LeBron said himself, he speaks his mind. He has an immense basketball IQ. I think people know that. I don't think he's a coach killer. And I know that guy, some part owner of the Heat, went on some radio station in Israel and said that, talking about the David Blatt firing, and said that he wanted to, that LeBron tried to push out Spoelstra. Well, LeBron said he never even heard of the guy, which doesn't shock me because there's so many owners on a team. So I don't think LeBron's a coach killer. I think LeBron's smarter than probably a lot of the coaches that he's had, frankly. So I don't blame him for speaking his mind. And he didn't, it's not his fault that David Blatt didn't work. They hired David Blatt to have Andrew Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, a young team with Anthony Bennett as well. And they made the mistake by hiring David Blatt before they signed LeBron James. And it just wasn't going to work. I mean, Blatt was there to build a young team, not to build a championship team.
Joe George is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Also our producer, Elliot King. What was your reaction when you heard the news of the firing of David Blatt?
Well, I was surprised. I thought it was a little too soon because, you know, they had the third best record in the league. You know, he's doing 30-11, you know, going into that. And then out of nowhere, boom, he's fired. So I was kind of shocked to see it happen. But I think, you know, LeBron is good enough that he can carry any coach that he has. He's done it for years. Back, you think back to when he had Mike Brown. And Mike Brown is a terrible coach after when he went to go coach the Lakers. So if you have LeBron, you're going to be all right.
Okay, so Elliot, not to be sarcastic, so how long would LeBron allow Tyron to be the head coach? And I'm going to ask you the same question too, Joe.
I don't think it's going to be very long. I think he has to the end of the season to see what Tyron Lue is going to do. I mean, he's only had a few games under his belt so far. So we'll see what Tyron Lue is actually going to bring to the table. But I think if they don't have a good postseason run, they're going to look for somebody else.
What say you, Joe?
Well, Tyron already said himself, it's championship or bust. I mean, that you get to the finals last year, the only thing you can do to elevate that is to win the championship game. So if he doesn't win, I wouldn't be shocked. But I think Tyron's going to get a full season. I think he'll get next year. But you have to appease LeBron James. It's not about being a coach killer at this point. It's the fact that LeBron James is a genius and structured his contract where he could opt out, and then they were going to increase the salary cap by like $25 million. He's going to make bank on his next contract. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep LeBron healthy. He can leave after this season. You do what LeBron says. So whatever LeBron wants, he gets, or he's going to walk.
So what's been your initial impressions of Tyron Lue? Obviously, he's wanting to pick up the pace offensively. Is that the right move?
Well, look, it's great. You know, it's great that you want to pick up the pace, but you can't pick up the pace when it doesn't work. You know, Fred Hoiberg in Chicago, you don't have rosters that fit to this. I know he wants to. He has to find a way to pick up the pace. They need to make some trades. They need to get guys like Mozgov and Barzal off the roster. If they want to pick up the pace, they don't belong there. They just really don't. I know they want to get Kevin Love in the post, but these guys, he said they got to get in shape. When are they going to get in shape? They practice like once every like 6 days. When are they going to get in shape if they're not in shape now to run this fast? So to me, I don't know what they're going to do, but you got to try what you can, and you got to get Kevin Love the ball in the post, and that'll be a good start.
You know, I have to wonder too, guys, that playing faster, will that close the gap with teams like the Spurs and with Golden State?
Well, maybe the Spurs, but not Golden State, because as we've seen this week, Golden State, they beat the Bulls, the Cavs, and the Spurs all by more than 30 points. It's a ridiculous how good they are. They're the greatest team we've ever seen besides Jordan's 72-win Bulls. I mean, they play defense better than almost anyone in the league, and then they can score, so you can't keep up with them. They're so incredible. I don't think it matters. I'm honestly starting to believe that they're going to get to 70. They're going to only have 9 losses this year, and I'm starting to firmly believe that based on contract structure and the egos that they don't have on this team could rival the 90s Bulls. I mean, they're that talented, and if they stick together, they could be that good. It's really incredible. We might be seeing something really special, and we just don't realize it yet.
You know, all eyes are on Golden State, but it doesn't seem like a pressure affects them. In fact, it helps them rise to the next level.
That's why they're special, because some people crumble. LeBron, he kind of crumbles at times. I mean, he's 2-for-6 in the finals. Like, Dwayne Wade doesn't crumble. But Steph Curry, he rises above the occasion. Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. I mean, these guys are incredible. Look at Steph Curry on Wednesday night. He was ready to end his streak. It was going to be the second longest streak of all time, a three-pointers made in a game. He doesn't have any in the first half. And what does he do? He hits 3 in a row to start the second half. And what's an 8-point game versus the Mavs, Steph Curry single-handedly blows it wide open, and then Klay Thompson puts up 45. They're such an incredible team.
That was a crazy game.
Oh, and the Dallas, you know what? I'm buying in. And I'm just going to let you know, Biggie, Rick Carlisle is doing one hell of a job. This is the best coaching job he's ever done, because I don't think he has as much talent as he has in the past. And keeping, you know, an 8-point game at half just shows what he's doing to this team. I'm all in on the Mavericks right now.
Well, not to digress, but it is fascinating to watch how Rick Carlisle, just since the championship season in 2011, he's had so many different rosters, and how he's able to get these guys to mesh is really remarkable.
He's by far the most underrated coach in all of the NBA. It's really that simple. No one is more underrated or undervalued or underappreciated than Rick Carlisle, and I fall into that category. I didn't realize how great of a coach he was, and maybe it's just the fact that I'm down here in Texas now and I see more of his games, but this Mavericks team is special. I mean, they're not going to beat the Warriors, but no one is. So they could definitely get to the, maybe even to the Western Conference Finals if they play really well, if they add a piece, but at least get to the Western Conference Semis. That's definitely a possibility.
We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Joe George is with us in studio. Also, we have opened up the mic for Elliot King. It is a 2-on-1 fast break. And before we continue with this NBA conversation, NBA news and notes, Joe, tell the listeners across the country where they can check out you and former NBA player Troy Hudson. I tell you what, this is an amazing show. You definitely got to tune in on Thursday nights.
Well, thank you. So it's every Thursday, 8 to 10 Eastern time. Actually, next week we're off.
We are too.
Yeah, so for all the Super Bowl coverage, so, you know, it's kind of a nice week off to talk NBA as we get ready for the Super Bowl. But yeah, it's every Thursday, 8 to 10 Eastern time, YahooSportsRadio.com. You can find our podcast on PodcastRadio.com. It's called Nothing But Net. And you guys can find us on Twitter. It's at NBNYSR.
Okay, we've hit on a number of teams, but when are the Cavs going to consider trading Kevin Love?
Well, they should consider trading him now. But I think the players thought when they were pulled into this meeting that David Blatt was getting fired, there's reports that they thought Kevin Love was traded at the time. So, like, people in that locker room think it's going to happen. But there's very limited options where he can go that actually makes Cleveland a much better basketball team. Boston is one of them. But that trade itself would be very complicated. They're going to have to take on David Lee's cap space to make it work, because Kevin Love does get $19 million a year. DeMarcus Cousins works straight up, but that'd be the worst trade in NBA history, because DeMarcus Cousins is a tank and he's got the Kings in the playoffs right now. So I think there's very few places that Kevin Love can go. They might be stuck with him.
Okay, so you hit on Kevin Love. What about, guys, the big headlines this week, of course, with Blake Griffin wailing on the equipment manager? How foolish was this?
It was really bad. It's a bad look for Blake Griffin. It's a bad look for the Clippers. That team.
It's a bad look for Kia.
Yeah. That Clippers team, man, go back to Donald Sterling, it's just like it's one thing after another. They haven't been in the news for anything good in a long time, and that's what's disappointing for the Clippers. They should be championship contenders, but they're like 12-3 without him. Now, that won't work in the playoffs, because you need Blake to win in the playoffs, but does Blake really make those guys better? I'm not sure anymore.
I'd love to see him in Oklahoma City. Come on back.
I think we'd like to see him everywhere. I mean, Blake Griffin, I think, is one of the most dynamic players in the NBA, what he can do offensively since he added his jump shot. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Blake, but it's not a good look for the Clips.
Always an awesome segment when Joe George drops by right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And it was so interesting to visit with Elliot King, our producer, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.